ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week, maybe, is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Testes.
Yay!
Testes. Two, three.
Great.
Three?
Yes. Mr. Sonny. Huh? What does that mean? La who? Sirs. Sonny Hollywood Looney.
Jody, is that the symbol? Like, what is this? A love symbol that you got going on there with the zero and the... What is it?
Oh, it's a typo negative.
Nice. And all the way from New Jersey, Mr. Joey Quesada.
Yo, what's up, boys? Yo, good to have all the team back, even Sonny.
Yes. How are you feeling better after being what was Jake's move? DDT?
He DDT'd me, he clotheslined me. It was a vicious day. I'm just about recovered.
I cannot wait to see this new episode. I'm very excited. Listen, before we get started, thank you very much for joining us. If you're doing this live with us on Facebook or YouTube, go in the description. There's a thing that says click here to give StreamYard permission to post your comments. This way we can see the things that you are, making comments about. And we can read them or show them on the show. All right. And we'll know who you are. So a lot is happening this week with me. And I wanted to talk about it a little bit. It's nothing like a personal or anything. It's just a continuation of the last time we did a show. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So
Karen texted me. She said, do not propose live. Don't do it. She's going to say no.
It's okay. It wouldn't be the first time she said no. I'm just kidding. I've never proposed. I'm not like that dude on Big Bang Theory. Anyway, she's better off without me. Okay, so last time we got together a couple of weeks ago, I was letting everybody know that I pre-ordered the Paul Stanley, whatever the fuck the name of his band is, Soul Station, Soul Train Station, and I was waiting on the vinyl, and I showed up today from Florida, and on my front steps, yay. All right. So I wanted to show everybody this. I finally got this, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's a double vinyl?
Yeah.
It's not a double vinyl, is it? It's just, there's just a jacket.
No, there's two records.
Is there two records?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh. Is it play at 45 or what?
No, 33, and it has 623,000 songs on it.
Wow. All mediocre.
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Let me put this record over here where it's safe. There is a picture of the whole band. It's classy. The record sleeve is nice. On the back, it says Soul Station. It's nice. It's got this picture. There's pictures of Paul, of course. And then there's the songs and the credits on, pictures of them live. That's pretty cool. And then there's something in here. Let's see. What is this? Damn.
Looks like a nice packaging.
Oh, I totally forgot about this. So he had put out the first 1,000 people to order it will get a special prize present, So I forgot to look, and I went ahead and looked. And if you bought the vinyl, you got a CD cover signed by Paul Stanley.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty nice. I thought that I didn't get it. So you're seeing live me being very excited about having something. Okay, anyway, this is what I can tell you. I'm going to be honest. Okay, I have listened to the whole record, and I like about 85% of it. I really do. When I put it on and with a good sound system, it sounds nice. It's it's different for me or anybody else that's used to hearing Paul Stanley, you know, being Paul Stanley. But as far as the record goes, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I got around to listen. I didn't listen to all of it straight through, you know, all the songs, you know, every single minute of every song. But I kind of listened to a little bit of every song at least. Yeah, I got to tell you, I enjoyed it. I didn't mind it. I really like some of the originals. And I will even tell you this. This might be a hot take right now and people might disagree with me. But right after I listened to that, you know, I was doing some stuff around the house and putting some drums together and stuff. And I threw on the whole Live to Win album, too. Got to tell you, Live to Win really doesn't hold up in the test of time. I was enjoying Soul Station more than Live to Win. Live to Win, especially production wise, when you listen to them back and forth from Soul Station, it's very flat sounding.
You know, it's funny that you say that because what I have to say is. That Live to Win album is amazing. I don't understand. From beginning to end, it's terrific. All right, so Joey has already explained to everybody today that he's high, and it's all good, though.
No, but if you listen to Paul's vocals on the Live to Win album, I know he was still singing really well back then, but just the way they're produced, again, sonically I'm talking about, they're very like in your face. They're not all over the songs. They're not pleasant to hear. And even there's a few times where he's a little pitchy on the record.
I never noticed that. Jinx.
Yes. But I'm bummed. I'll owe you a beer when we see each other.
A Coke. We'll make it a Coke.
We'll make it a Coke, a cola.
Yeah.
Although I'm from Atlanta and we don't drink Coke here anymore. So
no. What happened with Coke in Atlanta? I thought that was like the hometown.
Nothing. I'm kidding.
That's a long discussion.
It is a long discussion. So yeah, I really enjoyed the record and I'm super excited. I got the autographed damn, what do you call it? I'm surprised. Is this one going to that Joe guy? Fuck you, Joe. Paul Stanley.
Maybe he, like, that's why it took so long. He had to special put one in there for you.
Yeah, he had to send it like 10 different times. Paul, we can't send this. You keep writing fuck you on it. It's like
I listened to the whole album 3-4 times now. I like 3 out of the 5 originals. And there's only really one cover that's absolutely brutal. I'll get to that in a second. You really have to forget us, Paul. Like, don't watch the videos. The videos aren't doing you any good. It's better if you just listen to the music without the videos, and you really have to just forget it's Paul. And then you're fine. But the one cover, in my opinion, he could not sell was Let's Stay Together. It's just not sexy enough. It's not soul enough. It's not mad enough. Like, he just kind of did a karaoke Barry Manilow version. And that's not what Al Green does.
Right.
Yes, I said Manilow.
Oh, my God. You're hurting my heart today, both of you. I don't know what is happening. Okay. So, all right. So, Jody, you're – okay. So, listen, I know this is going to be hard for you. You got to listen to this record so we can get Jody's take next week.
I actually did listen to it already.
Oh, okay. And?
It's all right. You know, I prefer the actual Motown versions, obviously. But it's okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't that knocked out by the originals like I hoped I would be, though, you know? I thought they were okay, but they weren't all that, you know?
Well, okay, so here's where the discussion is going to go. Because I got a little more stuff I wanted to talk about, my vacation. I went to a Kiss spot, and we're going to bring that up. But here's my discussion. A lot of interviews are happening with Paul right now, and he's saying there's really no need for a Kiss record. He's saying that, okay? And of course, Kiss fans are going, I don't understand that at all. We have discussed at one point on this show that it would be cool if they would just put one song out every month. They could record a whole song, put it out. It would sell, you know, 50,000 copies of the one song for 99 cents. You don't think so? Sonny, tell me.
5,000 maybe. It'll get streamed. It ain't getting sold.
Forget it. I don't think so.
And they're not going to get any kind of advance from a Sony or Universal or anybody else for a song at a time. No way.
That's what all like the like hot like young artists do. They're, it's all singles game these days, you know. No one's putting out records, right?
But yeah, but those guys probably aren't looking for $100,000, $200,000 money up front kind of thing either.
Yeah. I think that, you know, maybe they just don't have anything left to say, dude. When you're 70 whatever years old, what do you really have to say?
I stole your walker. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Let's get away from this for a second. Joey, you work with Eric Martin. Eric Martin could release a single every month if he wanted to. He's sitting here. He's not doing anything else, right? He's relaxing while he's off the road. Why isn't he doing it?
Yeah, listen, I'm with you guys. I want new music from everyone like this. I couldn't agree more. He's not doing it because there's no monetary reason to do it. That's what I would assume. Most of these bands are not doing it. But as you saw, I think Robin Zander came out this week and said, you know, they make music for themselves. They release music because they're musicians and they're songwriters, and that's what they do. Kiss hasn't been that in a very long time. I read a stat somewhere the other day. I forget the exact figures, but the last 20 years, they released, you know, 3 studio records or something like that. And then the prior 20, they released 30 studio records. It's, you know, they just don't do it anymore. It's just there's no reason behind it for in Kiss's mindset and for bands, you know, guys like Eric Martin. You know, Mr. Big released a lot of records over the last, you know, 10 years or so. But, you know, so they're still big in Japan. They still sell records like that. So Kiss, I think, I really believe Monster, they put out to try to get that number one record after Sonic Boom. They reached number 2. They failed at it. And now Paul doesn't want to produce it again. They're not going to pay a producer, and they're just not going to bother.
Yeah, I think it's because they're old school. Like all those old school bands that grew up in that old model, they don't get that you still should be putting on music if you're a fucking musician. You know, they want the big advance. They want big sales. But like all the kind of bands that I listen to besides Kiss, there's a new record like every month, at least one a month. And it's killer. And all these bands are, you know, they still have interest. They might not sell as many as Soul Station. Actually, they probably sold way more than Soul Station, but
exactly right.
But you know what I mean? Like there's a buzz about all these bands. Like Sonny knows about some of them, like Intruder, for example. They keep putting out new music, and you know, it's not on a major label, but it's so much cooler than some band that's been a band for 30 years and released 3 records. You know what I mean? It's so fucking lame. If you're a musician, make music. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I agree 100%.
I think it's one of two things, right? It's either you're going to have those bands that do it for the love of the music, or you got to have those mid-tier bands that need the money. This is why Lynch is in 10 different bands, because he's just getting an advance, living on it, getting an advance, living on it, because he has no choice.
I think Sonny hit it right on the head. It's those mid-tier bands, you know, getting money from Frontiers and all these other, you know, medium record labels. They're getting a chunk of money for an advance. They're putting together a record. Doesn't matter. If it sells, great. If it doesn't sell, they got the advance. And then they quickly get another advance for another project they're working on. I know it's hard to listen to, but it's almost like what Kiss did in the 80s. Kiss kept pumping out records every year in the 80s, not only because they wanted to and to tour behind it. Kiss didn't need to put out a new record necessarily to tour. They were getting advances. They wanted that money to come in for their advances.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't know. It seems like to me, it's like you don't even really need to pay a bunch of money to some studio today. It's so fucking easy to make your own record. Like, what's the overhead? There's no real overhead except production of the actual physical piece, you know. I don't see why these bands just don't go do it. It's so fucking easy, you know.
Yeah, I would really.
It's just their, okay. Their so here, to that here, old model,
okay.
You know.
Okay, so here's my point though. When he says there's no need, if there's no monetary thing, and that's why you're not going to do a Kiss record, there's no monetary thing, and why are you doing Soul Station? It's one or the other.
Right. Well, there's difference for me there. There's love there. There's love for this. He's wanted to do this. Right. If it was, he's only painting for himself. He's not painting to make money.
Well, that's not true either. He makes a fortune on his paintings.
Yeah, he does.
That's a bonus.
But Soul Station, I agree. It's a purely it's a love project. It's a passion project. It's not something where he's looking to make millions of dollars off of. I would even go far as to say, I think, you know, Gene and Paul are not writing that many songs. They don't want to record again. And it's just effort on their part. What I wouldn't even mind them doing give Tommy and Eric the reins and say, guys, go make a solo album each. Why not? Kiss fans will buy it. Kiss fans will love it. They'll put product out. Tommy and Eric, you know, would be all over that. Why not?
Yeah.
Does it bug you guys? Like, sorry, Joe, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I mean, does it bug you guys that, like, you know, Paul has all this passion for the soul music and shit, but no passion for Kiss? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, look at that. Yeah, Chris Zinczak was just saying exactly that right there. No passion to Kiss record out. Hey, you guys, okay, a few things. Since Chris is here, the Rockin' Pod is going to be in Nashville coming up in just a few months. Jody and I will be there. We're hoping Joey can make it. And, man, they're releasing a whole bunch of new guests. I mean, look, first of all, I'm excited about meeting Billy Sheehan. Billy Sheehan is going to be there. I've been a big fan of his forever. But, you know, now we've got, what's that dude's name? Matt Pinfield? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm going to bring my Kiss DVD and make him sign it. And then Ricky Rackman's going to be there. So we can walk up and go, like, what was it really like hanging out with Fest and Pussycat all those years? which has got to be some good stories.
It was decadent.
Very good.
His favorite word.
And then, let's see. We also have who else was going to be there? Oh, Mark Goodman's going to be there from MTV.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to hear these stories that these guys are going to tell. So if you want to come and hang out with Jody and I, and hopefully Joey, we're going to be there. Go to NashvilleRockinPod.com, I believe. If it's not right, then Zinczak down there will make it better. Okay, so one other thing.
He's down there. I like that he's down there somewhere. We're up here.
Yeah,
he's down there somewhere.
Wait, he's under your desk, Joe? What?
Yes.
Whoa.
Listen, Chris, don't put up with that from Joe.
I'm going to let you on a little secret. You know he's not doing a good job because I'm not going like, I'm not making the face. Okay, yeah, so.
He's like, got no skills.
No skills. This server takes two hands on one skills for that. Wheel. All right, one other thing. I was in Orlando this past week. And I met up with some friends, and we went to the Rockin' Brews. It was my first chance. Have you guys been to a Rockin' Brews, Sonny?
Yeah, there's one at the, there's one in LAX that I've been to a couple of times. Yeah,
yeah. And I have to say, I really enjoyed what I had. I don't know about all the food because, of course, I haven't tried it all. But I had a chicken sandwich and some fries, and it was wonderful. There was not a lot of Kiss stuff in this place. I didn't expect one thing. That's all there was, one painting of the new lineup, you know. And it was weird because when I pulled up, I thought it had blood on it, you know. And instead, it was like tomatoes and ketchup where people were throwing it at the painting.
Nice.
It's, was it like painted upside down at the tour last time or what?
No, it wasn't something like that, but it was... It was cool. Go ahead.
We're not going to say anything about the chicken sandwich and fries. Like, you go somewhere and you get like chicken nuggets. What are you, like 10?
No. It's called. Look. Okay. So I did. I scammed a menu. Nice.
Stole. Oh. You mean you stole a menu?
Look.
Gene, if you're watching,
the destroyer's on it too.
Make your lawyer send them an email right now.
Okay. It's very important to note that, of course, I didn't steal it. Of course, I did not steal it. Okay, there's the website, guys.
That's a quick subject change. I like that, Joe. Nice.
I know what I'm doing. I am Podcast Rock City's Oprah. You change the subject, and you change the subject. Okay, so anyway, the only thing that's upsetting is I missed what was on the back. I had the chicken sandwich. It's actually called the demon chicken. It's a demon chicken. So it's super spicy. So of course I got it without spicy because I'm fucking old. But man, look, I missed that Kraft burger, man. The egg burger.
Did you order chicken nuggets?
No, I didn't order chicken nuggets.
Yeah, the fingers pieces. Did it come with a little bib and a toy, Joe? What's up?
Yes. I used the toy on your girl 2 weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Why she felt all reamed out, dude.
I'm sorry. I should never say that. I love you so much.
That's not good, dude.
I'm sorry. I feel so bad.
You're all right.
Damn. Well,
that was funny.
Oh, God.
Hey, there's Dennis Talbot's here.
I'm a rotten person. Anyway, I'm too nice. Joey was. Oh, by the way, and here's one more piece of news before we go to the topic of the week. I did Joey's show top five with a whole bunch of guys from other Kiss podcasts. He had a member of each podcast out there, so there was 900 people on his show. The show took 13 hours.
It did feel extra long. So I gathered the heads of all the families of the Kiss podcasts, and I brought them on my show, Top 5, to talk Kiss. We even technically had Sonny on the show, because not many people know, but Sonny is the voice of Top 5 in the beginning. So it was a lot of fun. I'm editing it right now. I can't wait for you guys to see. It was fun to see all these goofy bastards interact.
Cool. It was a lot of fun. It was one of those things. The best thing about the show is that Brandvold wasn't on.
Damn. Dude. Taking shots today.
I said the heads of the episodes.
Oh, good Lord.
I thought
you were going to say not the asses. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Shaquiti was on. Listen.
We had him at Atlanta on our show, didn't we?
Yeah.
He was cool.
And Shaquiti is really cool. And man, he is, let me tell you, in all fairness, I made the comment about having him instead of Brandvold on the show. But here's the thing that's really amazing is that he makes a comment on this show that will prove to everybody that even though I collect all this crap, I am not crazy at all compared to that dude. Wow. His collection, I'm not even going to tell you, you got to watch it, but he says something that never even crossed my mind to do with my collection, and I'm not going to do it now. But anyway, so that'll come out, you said Tuesday?
No. 2 weeks. Two more weeks.
Okay, good. So make sure you guys check that out. We have a lot going on. This today may possibly be the most humiliating show I have ever been on for me. And I humiliate myself every show. So, you know, we're just going to go ahead and get to the, if I can make this work, to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
Okay, so here's the thing. You guys can play along at home because I'm going to fail rapidly and I'm going to need to look over at your comments. Sinzak, we're on the same team here. So make sure that on the Facebook, you go up, you click, and you let Facebook or whatever we're on have permission to post your name, because there's a few Facebooks and we can't see who you are. Okay, so we're going, Joey, tell the story about when you were on tour and name that tune.
Okay, so, you know, I've been on the road most of my life, and to pass the time, of course, all I did was listen to Kiss music. But rather than just listen to Kiss music, we used to play a very stressful and exciting game called Name That Kiss Tune. And it's basically Name That Tune, but it's with Kiss songs only. And there's a couple rules. I'll go over the rules with you guys. And I will literally play about 1 second of a Kiss tune. And you guys will have to name the song. Obviously, if you get the song, you get a point. If you miss the song, the next person can steal. Only the next person, not the person after that. So if Sonny gets it wrong, Jody can steal. If Jody gets it wrong, Joe can't steal. So we'll only play one steal like that.
Okay.
The other few rules, you're allowed to pass once, which means if Sonny gets a song that just seems impossible to guess, he could pass it to the next person. and force them to guess that song. Okay? And the other rule is you can skip once. If a song is too hard and you just can't get it, you could say skip and I will give you another chance, but only one of each of those you get.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So what, you know, I want to make sure that I do this because Jody worked very hard on this. So it's time to play Name That Kiss Tune. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let y'all know right now. I know for a fact that was Jody on guitar.
Woo! That was you. That was me and Joe on guitar.
That was me and you.
And me on drums and bass, too. Joe played guitar, I played guitar, drums, and bass. That was when we were at D-Rocks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When I was in St. Louis. Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Killer.
Finally got to use it for something.
So I would suggest just for us playing, please, everyone comment along. If you guess a song, write it up on the board as quickly as you can for the people who are following along to see. But I would ask for you three idiots, to be fair, shut your comments off. Okay? That way you can't see and you can't get help.
I don't know how to do it.
It just says private chat right on the side, Jody. Either comments or private chat. Those are the two options.
I got it on private. I always have it on private, apparently. Oh.
So Jody's never reading your comments anyway.
I only read them if they come up on the screen. I didn't know there was even an option, dude.
Never mind.
There's always a delay anyway. There's always like a 10 to 15 second delay.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's play first to 10 wins. You have to finish out a round. We'll go Joe, Sonny, Jody. That's the round. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Joe, you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Song number one.
Okay. Trial by Fire.
Wrong.
Ugh.
Sonny, you can steal or you don't have to steal. If you go to steal and you miss, you forfeit your turn.
Oh, yeah. Forget the steal. No. Pass.
Can I guess? Just for kicks?
Absolutely.
It was a Partners in Crime?
Very close, Jody.
Damn. It was the other. Oh, I had the wrong one off Killers.
Something else from Killers. Down on your knees.
Down on your knees. God damn it. That's the one that sounds like AC/DC.
Okay, Sonny, are you ready?
Sure. There is no way.
Here we go.
Piece of cake.
He's got it. He's humming.
He has no. Let me steal that shit.
He knows.
Hide Your Heart. No.
Nope. Fight Hell to Hold You. Fight Hell to Hold You.
That is correct, Jody.
I'll take that money.
Jody is going to kick all our asses.
There's no way. I got to have lyrics. There's no way.
Okay, Joe. Round two. You ready? Oh. Jody's up 1-0 in round one.
Yeah, but doesn't he go now?
Don't I get my chance?
Oh, so we could do it that way. What I used, again, the way I usually play is you could steal or, and you just get that point. And now we just keep going. You understand?
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Because that way you get a chance to listen to that. And if you don't like it, you can just use your regular chance.
Okay.
Let's do it that way. Because it'll go too quick this way. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm going to win in no time.
Fucking
here we
Jody.
Go, Joe.
I already got it.
Jody, come on.
Cadillac Dreams.
Oh, Jesus Christ, nope. Joe. Sonny, do you want? You don't have to steal. You can if you want.
Hold on.
Since you're wrong.
Love is a slap in the face.
Are you stealing?
Yes.
No.
Nope.
Jody, you secretly can't. You don't get to steal three times over, but go ahead, Jody.
What is it?
It's Secretly Cruel.
Secretly Cruel.
Damn. There's no way.
I'm a riff okay, meister, Jody, dude.
This is your regular tune now. You ready?
This is what I won't know. I don't fucking know that one, dude.
Come on.
I'm gonna pass that one to Joe.
No, okay. Don't pass it to me.
Joe.
This is so hard. That's we what
might
she
have
said.
To, we might have to do only 7 wins.
What is that one?
I don't know. I mean, I recognize it. People.
I'll play a little more.
Okay, I know what it is. Okay, it's I'm Alive.
I'm Alive.
Damn, okay, man.
But I got it wrong, so it's okay.
You got it wrong, so we're up to Sonny. Ready, Sonny?
Sure.
If you want, because you guys are just as bad as I thought you'd be, we can play stealing for the extra point from now on, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Ready, Sonny?
Go for it. Good Lord.
We're never going to get to
Sonny. I got it, I think.
The comments are brutal, just so you know. They're calling you every name in the book, all of you.
Why?
Except Jody.
I'll fuck up a few. Give me time.
Sonny, don't forget you have a pass still, and you can skip.
I got this one, though, I think.
I'll go dance all over your face.
Ding, ding, ding.
Boom.
Yes, Sonny, there you go.
Wow. Wow.
Sink your teeth into this,
dude,
bitch.
I had to sing like a minute and 10 seconds of my head to get there.
All right, Jody, here we go.
Okay. That's what Danger.
Oh, I know that one.
Danger. Yes.
Yeah.
Jody. I know that one.
That was a stretch for me because I don't even listen to that album. But yeah, I listened to it today, though. I did.
After
I was like,
round-
man, I got to listen to Creatures because there'll be some songs. I don't know any of them except the classics, you know?
Jody's in the lead. 2-1 over Sonny. Joe is at 0.
I'm going to have 0 at the end.
Here we go, Joe.
Joe knows this one.
It's so frustrating because when I play to him the same way, I can hum the whole damn song and I can't get the name of it. I go crazy. Right.
Hold on.
He's up to the chorus.
You're all that I want.
Yes.
Boom.
And just so you
really
know, the comments are killing you guys because they're getting them right way faster than you guys.
I am so sorry. I'm terrible at this. I literally had to like go through the whole freaking. Oh my God.
Here we go, Sonny.
Right, wait. Hold on. Listen. This is what we're gonna do. I am going to challenge some of you guys to do this in just a couple of weeks. That are listening or watching, if you think that you could do better than we're doing, we're going to have you guys on the show. We'll bring two of you on to take on. Well, we'll figure that out. If you're in podcast RockCity1,
that's the number one
at gmail.com. All right, keep going.
Here we go, Sonny. Oh.
Got it.
The hell is that?
That's a hard one.
If it's again, off the elder, you're screwed.
You can skip and pass, Sonny.
Don't pass because Jody already knows. He's going to steal it anyway. He's just going to steal it.
Well, but Sonny can skip it.
Mr. Blackwell.
No.
Nope.
Jody, you stealing or you?
Yeah, I'm taking it. It's a Journey of 1,000 Years.
Journey of 1,000 Years.
That's the best song on that record, I think. So
that's part of the problem.
All right, Jody. So you get a chance to do your own okay. Now too. Okay, here we go. Okay. This is Jody's regular pick.
What you got?
That's all you're getting. Did you hear it?
I heard it, but I don't know what it is, dude. Why? I don't know any of my own.
Knows. Look at Joe.
What you got, Joe? Take it.
Childhood's End.
There it is.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, that explains it.
Wow.
Joe with the steel. You basically didn't even hear a note.
Yeah, it was just like some feedback swells.
Wah, wah, wah.
Like you were doing nitrous.
All right, Joe. This is your regular turn now.
You know, the last time I did that was the very first time Timmy was ever on, and I laughed really? So hard. Yeah, it's a long time ago. All right, keep going.
Episode. This is your regular choice now, Joe. Here we go.
Joe's got this one in the bag.
Under the Rose.
Under the Rose. Ooh. Joe has tied Jody for the lead.
Oh, damn.
Pooney, when it's not fixed, Pooney is not. It doesn't yeah, you know that what must I mean? Be. Difference. When Joe doesn't run a contest or a trivia contest here, Spoonie's is always on the bottom.
When we have the retail Olympics, you three are fucked. Come to my house. Let's and then you guys are screwed.
All right, Pooney, here we go.
Piece of cake.
Not a clue.
Skip it. You could skip. I'll give you another song. You got one skip.
Yeah, let me skip it.
That was all on right, the eighth day, though, right?
On the eighth day, correct. Okay, Sonny, here we go.
If you don't know that, Sonny, you got to hang up.
I agree.
Ladies in Waiting.
There it is. Pooney is on the board with 2 points.
I knew
points.
You were silk with my dude, Sonny.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, Jody, here we go.
I'm not going to know it because it's mine. See you in your dreams tonight.
There it is.
Boom. That version is far superior to the Gene Simmons one, but no one agrees with me.
I agree with that.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
All right, Joe.
I got that one.
I got that one, too.
Skip.
Ooh, he skipped it. See, Sonny, don't tell him you know it because he would have passed that.
That was Partners in Crime, though, right?
Partners
that,
in Crime.
Yep.
Damn yeah. It.
Okay, so Joe used his skip and Sonny used his skip.
Oh, shit. That's not enough.
I love the drum intros.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
I don't know it. I don't know it. I'm just going to let you know.
You can pass. Force Sonny to answer it.
Look at his face. He doesn't know it. Force him.
He knows it. Pass. I'm going to pass anyway. Go ahead. Sonny, you got to answer that one.
Dreaming? You
can't... Close. Same record. Joe, same record.
I don't know it.
Raise your glasses.
Oh.
That was it. All right, Jody.
The song sucks.
You ready?
Man.
Here we go.
Okay.
I know it. I know it.
I do too, but I can't think of it. Do I gotta skip? Or
you
whatever?
Have both. You have both of yours. Yep.
I'll just take a new song, different song.
Okay. Do you want? You can just guess for fun, Joe. Do you know it?
Loves the slap in the face.
Loves the slap in the face. Yes.
I couldn't place it, Joe. Dude.
Here we go.
While the city sleeps.
There it is.
Boom.
Okay. Jody is at 5. Joe is at 3. Sonny is at 2. Here we go, Joe.
I like this Sonny losing shit. It's pretty cool.
X-ray eyes.
There it is, Joe. Yeah.
Damn, this is hard. Y'all don't even know. It's like one half of a second of a song.
Let me tell you something. We did it so often that we got so good at the beginnings of every song, it would be we would get every one. But what we did was we would play it from the middle of a song. It would be way harder.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Sonny.
Oh, shit. That could be anything.
It's a hard one. It's a tough one, Pony. You have just your pass left. You could force Jody to answer that.
Oh, my God. I'll go. God, it's got to be Gene. Good comments. Girl Gone Bad.
Whoa, he got it.
Pull that one straight out of his ass.
The comments are great.
Like some Crazy Nights, Hot in the Shade, right?
Tim Rawlings, the cards aren't going to save Pooney's ass tonight.
Mopes, mopes.
All right, Jody, here we go.
All right, all right. Yeah. That's, God damn it, it's not an Unmasked. I'm drawing a blank.
It's so frustrating. I know the. I know your pain.
They even have a video for it. And I can't think of what the fuck it's called.
Oh, I got that one.
Yeah, the comments are getting it. Oh, everyone's got it in the comments. Good work, guys. Gary Kapp.
I got that one.
She's a European.
Damn yes. it, he got it. Damn it.
Play it back in my head for a minute.
Jody with point number six. Joe at four. Sonny at three. Here we go, Joe. We're going to 10.
I got this one, too.
I didn't realize there's so many sound effects at the beginning of Kiss right. songs.
Did you pick these at, like, for us, or did you just, are they just random?
I made a question. It's a random playlist, but the playlist has, like, pretty rare tracks. Not a lot of big, big Kiss songs.
Right.
I have a question. Can we play it one more time? Are we allowed to do that or no?
No.
No, you either get it or you don't get it.
Damn.
Chris, I know you know this one, Joe.
It's a really shitty song. Trust me.
It is.
It's a really, really bad song.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I could sing the song, but I can't.
I gotta call you. I gotta call a clock on you soon, bro. Come on.
It's off Psycho Circus, right? No.
Don't answer him.
I don't know.
You might be kidding.
I don't know.
All right, Sonny, for the steal.
It's that shitty song, Freak.
That is correct.
Freak.
How do you know it if it's so shitty, Sonny?
That's good. It's embedded in my mind.
Oh, we got some comments here. Pooney is cranky tonight. I like this.
Yeah.
No one's used to seeing Sonny lose, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's creeping up on you guys. Don't sleep on him, Sonny. This is your regular song now. Here we go.
Give me that money.
You still have a pass left, Sonny. You could push it over to Jody.
He's going to get it anyway. Jody knows it.
I think I know it. Actually, I know I fucking know it.
Ooh. Yeah, there's not many Kiss songs that open like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Street Giveth.
Yes. Jared Frank got it.
Nice,
too.
Sonny. Nice.
All right. Pooney's creeping up, Jody. Don't let him catch you.
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
Here we go, Jody.
All right. You're all
be careful.
What makes the world go round?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. I almost said the other one.
Listen, yep. The name of that song isn't You're All That What Makes the World Go Around. I don't want to make sure.
Whatever, dude.
All right, at the end of the round, Jody's at 7. Pooney is at 5. Joe is at 4.
Damn it.
Damn,
shit,
Pooney?
I thought that last song was Tomorrow. I didn't even know.
Here we go. Joe.
The hell
Joe
was
knows
that?
This one. That's on his record.
He's singing.
He's
it.
The only one who would know this one.
Don't help him, Jody.
Sorry.
Gary Kapp is getting everyone right, it looks like.
What the hell? Not surprised.
The Pooney guy is sneak peeking on our answers. You see? You know what? You're probably right. He's probably cheating. You're right. It's very easy to cheat. So start giving Pooney the wrong answers, everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know it, but I can sing the whole damn song.
You don't have any pushes or passes left or anything like that.
I have the record right here if I just want to
Sonny,
look. No, I'm just
for the steal?
It's got to be something.
You don't have
Carnival.
To steal. Wait, you don't have to.
You if he tries and gets it wrong, he loses a point?
Oh,
If he gets it wrong, he doesn't.
Pass.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to steal.
Right. Either. If you get it wrong, you would lose your regular turn.
Yeah.
It is on Carnival, though, right?
It is on Carnival.
I thought it was Seduction, but I don't think it is.
In the Mirror.
Yeah, see.
All right, here's your song, Sonny.
What the hell?
Brad, Rusto, and Joe, you'll get to the chorus eventually.
That sounded like the Ramones.
That does not sound like the Ramones. The Ramones are so much better than that. It's ridiculous. The Ramones are the best band that ever existed that are American, by the way.
That tone should give it away.
Wait, he knows it. Jody just said something that is so wrong.
That's so right, Joe.
Back to the Stone Age?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. How do you know these monster songs, Sonny? Wow. I thought you didn't like the record.
I did the same thing you did. I went and listened to Carnival, Monster, Cycle, Elder, and I'm like, yeah. I don't remember half this.
Damn, you made Sonny listen to the Elder, Joey.
Yeah, and woo! I'm like, if I get like three right out of them, it'll be worth it.
He's ready to throw Spotify out the fucking window today.
Here we go, Jody.
All right.
He needs this one to stay in the lead.
Sweet Pain.
There it is.
Too easy on that one. Anything like off those first six, I got those.
Yeah, I literally only have, sleep. I think, maybe three songs off the first six. It's that. I did some rare stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Jody's at eight. Pooney's at damn six. It. Joe is at four.
Damn it.
This could be the last round, boys. Here we go. Joe.
I know what that one is, too, I think. Pretty sure.
I know it's off Killers.
Well, we already had two of them, so
There's only two left. Jesus, Joe.
And it's the best one. Oh, my bad.
Gary Kapp is getting everything right. Rebecca Cheddar. The comments are killing you guys. I want these guys to write in to see if they can come on to play you guys. I want to see if they can do it under pressure. There it is, Joe.
Ooh.
God bless. I had to sing the whole freaking... And at 80 miles an hour so I don't get buzzed out. Because everybody knows I don't want to see it. The
problem is when you sing it fast to yourself, it starts sounding like other songs.
Yeah.
So then you flip from one lyrics to another set of lyrics.
You're right. All right, Pooney. To stay up with... Don't get this wrong because Jody could steal and then win it this round. Here we go.
Got this one too. So does Sonny, though. I know he knows this one.
He better know it.
We're going to have to pull a clock on him, dude. I need this point.
Sinzak's got
Thief it. Thief in the
there
Night.
There it is. Nice.
B-side to Reason to Live.
So hard.
All right, we at least go another round because Jody can't win it right now. He's at eight. Here we go, Jody.
You always stick me with the ones off the records that suck.
It's I swear it's on random, guys.
I know what record it's from, but I think it is that. I don't want to say it. I'm going to pass. Do I have a pass left?
Don't pass it to me. That's me.
You could pass it to Jody. Joe,
you know this. I know you know this.
No, but I don't. I know the song, but I don't know the name of it.
Come on,
Joe. I think I know what it is now that I passed it, but I.
No, go. If you know it, go.
I think it's Within. Was it Within?
Nope.
No, it's not. I'm glad.
But now, Joe, you can steal it, Joe. But if you steal it wrong, you lose your turn.
It's a Gene song. Hold on. Damn it! I know this song, but I don't have enough time to. Okay.
So you don't have to steal.
Okay. No.
I'll give you another second of it.
Oh, it's off of Carnival.
Yeah. It is off Carnival.
It never goes away.
Never goes away.
I was just going to keep saying Seduction, because sooner or later it'd be Seduction.
All right, Joe, here we go. Don't say anything. Don't give a hint.
I didn't say anything. But it's so fucking obvious, though.
Not to Joe. Look at his face.
It's not Partners in Crime.
Is that your answer?
We already did Partners in Crime.
Is that your final answer, Joe?
Yeah, I fail.
Sonny, you want to steal?
Yeah, I'm a legend tonight.
There it is. Sonny has all the killer stacks.
I'm no
good. Tied for the lead. Sonny could take the lead right now. You ready, Sonny?
Sonny.
Sure.
I wish I could fix it the other way right
now. He's going to win in the end again. This is bullshit.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? Seriously?
Nobody comment. I don't want anybody commenting.
No comments, everyone. He's cheating.
It won't matter. It won't matter. Dude, how the hell do you... Oh, fuck me. Fuck. I'll go with Betrayed. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Nope. Jody, I'm going to go stealing? For
the stealing. It's only you.
Only you. Oh, Sonny's maybe the elder.
I would have never got that.
I thought you were a big Doro guy, Sonny. What the hell?
Fuck no.
You didn't like our hairy pits?
I don't mind that. I didn't say I minded that.
This is for the win. The elder could have done Sonny in. This is for the win, Jody. You get this right, you win.
All right. Get all you could take.
There it is.
Boom.
Jody got it right. Jody wins, and because of that, we get to look at some booty.
I tell you what, that
is much better than much better than Doro.
Nicely done, guys. Nicely done. It's trust me, I know when you're on the spot, it's way harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So we're going to take on some Gary Kapp and some Zinzak and whoever else in the near future, huh?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I'm going to win again, motherfuckers.
I see that there's 107 comments, and I have, let me scroll down. So everybody was getting them right and saying, Joe sucks, whereas all the Joe, you'll get to the chorus eventually, Gary, Brad Rusto. Thanks,
Gary
Brad.
Kapp, how does it feel to lose, Sonny?
It feels wonderful. Don't be jealous. That's okay. Cause what I figure happens to musicians, and I'm not taking shots at you guys. I'm just assuming this, right? Is I'm always trying to sing along. Cause obviously I don't have the talent to play. Right. So I'm more of a lyrics guy and a melody guy, where the guys who are musicians are probably always trying to kind of figure out what notes he's playing or what time's it in or blah. I don't know.
Yes and no. I think most, I would say almost every song you heard, Sonny, you recognized and could hum along to what the next part was going to be. Yeah. It's just, it's hard to put the name to some of these songs. Yeah, it is.
True. Yeah.
Definitely.
I agree.
And I need more than a second. There's no doubt. But I get what you're saying is if you give 3 seconds, then nobody gets anybody wrong.
Yeah, any song, 3 seconds, if it's almost impossible. Watch.
You were my woman.
That's what I mean.
Your man. You was good looking.
Yep.
Man.
First of all, it's very sad that we know this shit to begin with at all. We really need to get lives.
Dude, I could do that with a lot of bands, though. I could dominate all kinds of bands, I bet you. As long as I like the band, I'm good at that shit. I could do the Ramones, dominate. Do Striper and dominate. You know, I could do
We used to do it where, you know, Paulie Z, our singer, had his iPod, we'll show our age, and, you know, he had 35,000 songs on his iPod, and he would literally hit shuffle. And we would just try to do it like that. We would get way more than it wasn't what it was, too. We wouldn't take turns like this because it was such a random display of what we could have. Right. It would be any genre of music. We would just let it play. And the first person to scream out what it was would get it. But it was very stressful that way. Very stressful.
Unbelievable. Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Joey, thank you very much for putting that together for us. We know how busy you are during the week because all you do is work. Well, I know that's all of us do. So
putting a Kiss playlist together is my specialty.
Awesome. Thank you guys for listen. Every week we're here, 5 o'clock. There's 30 of you watching right now. Be here next week and invite your friends. Share this so everybody can see it. I'll post an advertisement for what we're doing every week on our group page, then you guys share that. Okay. Jody, do you have anything to add?
Nope. Thanks, Joey. That was fun, dude. And thanks everyone for listening. And I want to come on your show and do that with what we could do with some other band. Striper, because I know you're a big Striper guy.
Oh, I'd so love to do 100%. I'd love to do Striper.
That sounds pretty cool.
How you had First Love as one of your big ballads. I was watching that one the other day.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Sonny.
Let's do Cool in the Gang instead.
I'm losing that one.
I'll lose that one. All right, Joey, what's your next episode of your show?
Next podcast episode this Tuesday is Sonny, I actually pulled something from one of the games that I played with you on. I think it was on Growing Up Rock when we picked our ultimate band.
Yeah,
we didn't draft it. We just picked it, so we couldn't steal each other's picks. But we basically drafted our top five band members of all time. What would our ultimate band be?
Ooh,
that's cool.
And awesome. Of course, so like I mentioned earlier, go ahead, Jody. I'm sorry.
You didn't have Ozzy as your singer then.
Oh, hell
Ozzy
no.
Was definitely not my singer. You'd be surprised who my singer was. Very yeah. Surprised. You'll see.
Me down.
Find out Tuesday.
You gotta watch the
live
show.
On YouTube.
Thank you guys for listening. You know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. You're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.